Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. We do have a chance this morning to talk with the outgoing athletic director at Mason City High School. That's Tracy Johnson, who's on our KGLO live line right now. Tracy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, great. And, yeah, the news just getting out there that you've been here for a couple of years now at Mason City, and you're making a move. Maybe you could explain where you're headed to and a little bit about the process and how this came about.
Yeah, it was actually really quick. If you'd had talked to me on June 15th, I'd have said, you know, I'll be here and going to retire here and things like that. And I got a text from the Iowa City High football coach, Mitch Moore. I know him real well. And he said, hey, our AD position's coming open. Their current athletic director he's becoming an assistant principal. He's got a young family, so a few fewer hours for the AP instead of the AD position. So, and when I got to Mason City, I told Dan Long and Sherry, that there would be two jobs I would leave Mason City for. One is Valley, where I taught and coached for 18 years. And the other would be Iowa City, Iowa City High. Mitch Moore's there. The tradition they have with the 58 state championships. They've got a lot of cool things going on. They're looking at redoing their football stadium in the next year or so. And then I've got a son that's in Iowa City. So it was just kind of imperfect timing, but everything had to fall into place, really.
Yeah, and you were just telling me your investment in Mason City was there. This just really did pop up for you.
It really did. I bought a house last fall and was ready to just kind of, you know, go think we got so many good things happening here, and that was the toughest part, was knowing what's going on here and what we're going to have to offer our students when this all gets done, and the excitement and things like that. But it was just when you get into a profession, you have certain goals, and it was a goal of mine to be at a place like City High, and it's just the opportunity was just too good to pass up. So last Wednesday, the 29th, 30th, whenever that was, I interviewed at Iowa City High about 10:30 in the morning, and I was having lunch with my son about 1:00, and they called and offered me the job. So it was not an easy decision. The toughest call I had to make was to Sherry, and Tim, you know how good Sherry is, and that was a tough one to make because she's the best. She is definitely the best.
Well, talk a little bit about your thoughts over your couple of years at Mason City High School. Obviously, the construction process is one thing, but the development with Mason City moving into a new league and all those kinds of things. Look back on your couple of years here. A lot of things have happened.
There has been. You know, I look at it, a lot of it's being at the right place at the right time. I was here through the construction process, but they had all that, decided, hey, we're going to do this before I had accepted the position. What a great experience, though, to be involved with this. And obviously the fundraising with the Futures Now and Phil Johnson, just the experience that's been able to give me. The new conference, I'd been dealing with that kind of at Roosevelt, and that was kind of at the forefront, and then COVID hit. So obviously that got pushed back. So a lot of perfect timing stuff for me here at Mason City. I got to do all the fun stuff. I didn't have to be in all the meetings about do we do the project, things like that. So I got to do the fun stuff, and I've appreciated my time here and have enjoyed it. And the staff here at Mason City is great, and we've got some real good things happening. We're gonna start our. I think the big thing in any athletic program is strength and conditioning. And with what the Futures Now has been able to do to get us new equipment and those types of things, I think our coaches now are all bought in. In the fall, we're going to start doing strength and conditioning during PE. So we don't have to use practice time to go lift. So it gives another advantage to all the programs.
Is that something you're seeing at other schools right now?
Yeah, a lot of schools do that. Whether it's a lot of schools do it during class. I mean, I think that's kind of the the shift a little bit for the most part, especially in the larger schools that have that. We've got, I don't know the exact number of kids. We got around 150 kids signed up for, we're calling it performance PE, I believe. And so Josh Ryder's heading that up, and he's doing a great job. And Tyler Kittleson and Andy Ludwig, our PE teachers are all on board. And you know, with the new facility, it was an easy fit. And from the district office and the curriculum area, they supported that as well. So it's all kind of falling into place, really.
I would bet some people have already asked you this question, but I will too. What should the next athletic director at Mason City High School have as key attributes to the community and to the school? And what should they be all about as they step into this job where it's at right now?
I think there's nothing but growth ahead. I think if, you know, when you can get an athletic director that can bring people together, and I guess from my perspective, what I always tried to do was, I worked for the coaches. I hope when I came in, and hopefully the next person, you know, they're the ones that are in the front lines. They see the kids, they know what they need. So I wanted to do, you know, I think if you bring somebody in that feels like they are working for the coaches and, you know, doing what they can, there's some things that are going to be very positive. I think, you know, now, you're talking with Coach Trask and Coach Clausen in basketball, just the ability to night in and night out be competitive. You know, now we're going to be competitive probably in 18 nights of the year and have a legitimate shot to get a win. Where, before when you were playing the Valleys and the Centennials and the Northwest, it was tough. You had to play well just to be in the game. And I think all our kids got better. And it showed that, you know, I'll use softball as a perfect example. My first year when I got here, you know, we were probably towards the bottom of the conference, and we made the regional final in softball, beat Waverly Shell Rock, and then beat, I can't remember who the second team we beat was, but it was a team that finishes, you know, eighth or ninth in our division or sixth in our division. And you go and you get to the regional final in 4A. So there's something to be said about the competition, but I think the moving to the new conference, it's going to be, they have to be forward thinking. I think we've got a lot of opportunities coming up with the new facility and how we can best utilize that for our student athletes, but also how we can utilize it for the community. You know, that's the one thing that this was, one of the things this was sold on. It's going to be great for our kids, but it's also going to be great for the community. So how can they, you know, kind of being a forward thinker, and what can we bring in to showcase this stuff that we just put up?
Now, on the other side of it, for you going to City High, and I may be one of the few people in Mason City that can say I've worked at City High. I've broadcast a few games there through the years, way back when.
Yep.
But that's the older school in that community, City High School in Iowa City. The other schools have really expanded and gotten quite large. So keeping up with that has got to be a challenge for there, right?
It is, and the one of the things that the principal there is very understands the role athletics play, and so one of the things they talked about, one of his goals is to get a 50-yard indoor football surface, indoor turf, so they can use it for everything. So there's a lot of things going on there. I look at they're putting in a new weight room starting probably in the fall, so I'll be able to be a part of that again. So, it's just that stuff in the kids that are there. It reminds me a lot of Des Moines Roosevelt when I was at Roosevelt, which is intriguing because you've got kids that have trouble finding a meal at the table and things like that, and you've got kids who could never have to work again. I mean, their parents have. You know, Roosevelt, their parents had private jets and stuff. They're sitting across the desk from a kid that doesn't know where he's going to sleep at night. So it's a great mix of the socioeconomic thing, and it's something I look forward to dealing with there as well.
Well, Tracy, it's been fun working alongside you. I mean, the other thing we haven't talked about was you manage this school's athletic program. with coordination with NIAC this last year, and that in itself I thought was really, really well done. So tip of your hat on that one.
Well, I appreciate that, and Cam Olson out at NIAC has been great to work with. And you know, that's one of the things I have never hosted an athletic event at Mason City High School, nor with normal people in the stands. The first year I came on, we had COVID, so we were restricted with our numbers. And then last year last school year with playing out at NIAC. So I've never been to a Friday night basketball game with a normal crowd. So it's kind of crazy to think about that, but that's something I've never done here.
Hey, Tracy, congratulations on your new job. Congratulations on a great couple of years at Mason City. We wish you nothing but the best. And I'm going to stop by and see you sometime when I'm in Iowa City. How's that?
Absolutely do that. I appreciate it.
Tracy, congrats again, and thanks for taking some time to visit with us today.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Appreciate everything you do for the school.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Yes. All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Yep. Take care. Bye. Tracy Johnson, the athletic director at Mason City High School, soon to be the athletic director at City High. It's Iowa City High School in Iowa City. AM 1300, KGLO.